Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anime, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have Henry Keith and we're sure glad to have him. Hi, Henry.
How are you?
Good. Welcome, Henry.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Henry, and we have a question for you. Your first question, amen. When and where did you get saved?
Well, I went down in a church and said the prayer, I guess, when I was maybe 11 or 12 years old. It was in Palm Springs, California. I was with old Bob Myers and George Myers. But to be honest with you, I really they said it was a good thing to do, and I did it. But I really didn't understand what I was doing. Everything was in its infancy at that time. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then a couple of years later, I guess I was 14, and we were in Florida. There was a Baptist church we were attending, and I had been attending it right along. It's where my family would go, but this one particular, I think it was a Wednesday night, or maybe it was a Sunday morning. But anyway, the minister was preaching, and everything he was saying, I just felt like he was talking right to me.
Amen.
So anyhow, at the end of the service, I walked down and gave my heart to the Lord. And the man was surprised. Everybody in the church was surprised because we had been attending it. You know what I mean? But then afterwards, everybody come over. I'm so thankful. I'm so happy for your decision. I'm so glad that you found the Lord. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, really, that is when I found the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. You know?
Praise God. Amen.
So that's it.
Well, when did you feel called to ministry? How'd you get into it?
Well,
what was your journey?
My journey was, I guess, before I was married, I was talking with Johnny the other night, and he was talking about the 70s. I guess he said here on the podcast, and we were talking about it the other night at Park and Preach, too. But I guess back in that era, I guess, is when the prayer meetings and stuff had first got started. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And I remember being in Las Vegas, being at different meetings there. I remember Jimmy Pattingale used to have meetings. John Trail used to have meetings.
Yep.
And meetings here. And but I guess actually how I got involved in the ministry was that time when we were all in Cherry Hill that year in Palmyra.
Right.
And everybody started going to the church in Delaware. And I started going down there, and then we ended up moving down there that fall. And I just started attending the church and just getting involved, helping out, helping around, and doing different things. And then I remember one night, I went down for prayer, and he prophesied over me that you will preach the gospel.
Amen. Praise God.
And anyway, that was just kind of the start of it, and then the rest of it took on from there, you know?
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Well, how important do you think it is having your wife behind you in the ministry?
Very, very, very important. You said to her, Anime, one time, I believe it was at one of the ordination services. It might have been here in Phoenix, maybe when the Lindsay Church was open, but you said to her, God doesn't call one, He calls two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard enough to walk this thing out. I couldn't imagine if your wife was pulling against you, you know what I mean? Different times when you have to go off and preach, go off and do things, be somewhere, when you have to make sacrifices. If everybody wasn't on the same page, I don't know how it would work. You know, I think a lot of times we've seen that, you know, people where everybody wasn't together and everybody didn't have the one goal in mind, that, you know, they seem to fall by the wayside, you know?
Yeah, it does. Who were some major influences and maybe some standout moments in your ministry?
Well, then again, we were here in town, and I was going through kind of a dry spell. I really wasn't doing too much, you know. But and then Bill and you, Bill. Yeah. Bill come over to me and said, well, come on down to the outreach with us. You know what I mean? I really wasn't doing anything. You know what I mean? And at the time, I really just, to be honest with you, different things that had happened, I really didn't know that I would ever really, you know, minister again. I said, maybe it wasn't. I felt like I failed, to be perfectly honest with you. But Bill said, come on down and come to the outreach.
Amen.
And I started helping out at the outreach. So then eventually he gave me services and just, you know, things like that took from there. You know, the Park and Preach. The Park and Preach has been a tremendous ministry. I've seen more people saved at the Park and Preach and on the streets than I have ever seen in church. Amen. You know what I mean?
Thank God for that.
Thank God. A lot of times we feel like, you know, when you're ministering in the services, you feel like you're bringing the water to the ocean. But when you go to, we don't go that we don't see people getting saved.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We don't go that we don't see people getting people with needs.
Amen.
And it really puts it in perspective. It really does.
Amen. You know? Amen.
Praise God. What's your vision for the future for our people?
Well, my vision for the future is, again, me and Anna May talking. It was at the wedding. I forget whose wedding even it was right now, but we were at a wedding talking, and you said, you know, we're getting old. Eventually, it's going to be handed off to somebody else. It don't have to even be any of our family, but, I mean, naturally, our family will help and support, but that's what I'm praying. We all are getting older, and I'm praying to see. Amen. Like I think back when people was young. Amen. You know what I mean? Back when you know, I remember, like, you know, seeing Eddie Smith, Ham Parker. They were so on fire. They were so, you know what I mean? You know, they weren't much older than me, but they were the people that God was using. And I'm praying to God. I pray I live to see it. I see a new and young crop coming up of young ministers, people that are living the life, are sold out, they're not caught up in the things of the world, that they really want to see the ministry for our people. And they, you know, that's really what it takes, is dedication. People that, you know, they say, you know, they realize I'm going to have to put stuff aside and I'm, you know, for this thing to move on and move forward. We cannot let it die. We cannot let it die. So that's what I'm believing. That's what I want to see. Our vision for our people is to see people coming up and getting involved and being supportive, and God breathing on it and blessing the ministry.
Amen.
And one thing I have to say about that, it is so, so, so important to be planted and sit under a good ministry for a while, sit under a good pastor, be involved in a good solid church, and stay there.
Amen. Yes.
You know, we've seen so many people that they, if it can't be about me, or if I don't get the position I want, or if I feel like I got stepped over, we don't see them no more. Mm-hmm. It can't be like that. Mm-hmm. Myself, personally, I have to say that it blessed me being in Delaware and being under Ham and Eddie.
Amen.
It's blessed me being here. It's blessed me being under Charlie. You know what I mean? Yes. I don't, you know, if I don't do nothing, if you're faithful, if you're faithful to the service, you need to see, and this is ministry I'm talking to. I don't know who's listening. But if you need to see the workings of the church, how things are done, how people run services, how they give communion, how they do all those things. If you feel you're called to preach and you feel that that's something that you want, you need to see all that and sit under all that. And then odd different times you might get the opportunity to stumble through it yourself. I know I have. I haven't, you know, always, you know. Now, you know, giving communion is a piece of cake, but I remember different times when it was difficult. Well, it's like anything else. It's like going to work with your father and learning how to work, learning how to tail, learning how to paint a house. If you feel called to the ministry, well, then you need to see how the ministry works.
Amen.
Come and be faithful. Sit under a good, solid ministry. A man I met one time, I believe he's in the other organization, but his name is Ezzie Harrison. He has a church in D-Land, Florida, and Ham brought him down to one of the conventions to preach, and he said, you know, he come and preach. I think he come and preach at the church one time. He said, he impressed me. And then when the man preached at the convention, he said, I moved to D-Land, Florida, and he sat under a country ministry for, he has a church there now, but I forget for how long he told me. And he said it was difficult. It was hard. He said, who wants to sit in Florida? He said, I was laying blacktop for 50 cents a foot. But he said, he said, God was instilling something in me.
Amen.
You know, God was instilling something in me. So you have to go through them times. But if you come and you sit under a good, solid ministry, that ministry will open doors for you.
Amen.
That ministry will give you services. You know what I mean? You'll do things, you'll get involved, then who knows where it'll take you. Maybe someday you'll have your own church. I don't know if that's your desire.
Amen.
But be planted under a good, solid ministry. And back to what we were talking about, our vision for our people is to see that, because we are getting old. We want to see young ministers come up, young song leaders.
Amen.
We want to see them coming up and get involved and have the fire.
Amen.
Have the fire, so that it'll, because when you're on fire, people will come to watch you burn.
We've heard it said
many times. I've heard Ham say it. I've heard Bill say it. When you're on fire, people will come to watch you burn, but you have to, all the ingredients have to be there. No man is an island. You have to be a team player.
Amen. That's good.
You have to be a team player. Yeah. I was reading the scripture tonight in Corinthians. God brought it to my mind. You know, can the hand say to the foot, I don't need you? Can the, can the head say to the feet? However it goes, it's 1 Corinthians 12. But it's a body ministry.
Absolutely.
And there's no I in team. You can't, it can't be about you. If you feel that it is about you and it needs to be about you, well, then I think, really seriously think that you need to check your calling.
Amen.
But if you're willing to be a team player, if you're willing to support, if you're willing to do all these things, God will bless that. Because ultimately, it's all glory to God anyway.
Amen.
And we don't matter.
Amen.
It has to be all about God, you know?
Amen.
I heard Jensen Franklin say, if you're too big to do the little things, then you're too little to do the big things.
Amen.
I thought that was good. Before we go on, I wanted to touch on what you were talking about, the park and preach and the outreach and stuff, because I know you've been there a lot of times. Is there any outstanding moments you remember, or any kind of, you know, miracles or something, whatever, that was amazing that you've seen?
Well, one thing, I remember it was at the church downtown. It was at your church downtown. I remember preaching one night, you were there, and I was preaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, and the service was going on. People started coming down to the altar, and they started getting filled. You know, it was amazing. I started seeing them. They were speaking out in tongues, and that was one of my standout. But true, I told you, every time we go in the park and preach, you know, just, you know, the angels rejoice in heaven when a soul gets saved.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And so, every time when we give the altar call at the end and we see the hands go up in the seats, I mean, praise God. You know, I preached for a lot of years, you know, and I preached in a lot of different places. I remember one time I was riding with Eddie Smith, and we were talking, and I said, Eddie, I want you to pray something for me. I know I shared it here in the church one time, but it bears repeating. I said, I've never led somebody to the Lord. And he started to cry. He said, I'm going to pray. He said, you know, you're not asking for things or stuff or thing, you know, that's something that's in accordance with God's will. You want to lead somebody to the Lord. And I'm going to pray that you'll get a soul.
Amen.
And anyway, me and Tommy James was working together. It was just that following week. We were painting a house in Baltimore. And anyway, it sounds funny, but I mean, the man never had any checks. We had to take him down to the bank to get the money to pay us for the job, you know? And we were riding in the truck, and I witnessed to him. I asked him, I said, you know, and then I give him the spiel and said, you know, would you like to accept the Lord as your Savior? And he said, no, he bawled me. The man felt uncomfortable. I don't know, maybe because Tommy was sitting there. We were riding in the truck.
Yeah.
But anyway, he went into the bank. He came out with the money. And we were riding home. I'm not sure if it was in the truck or when we got to his house, but I asked him again. I said, sir, I was talking to you about the Lord. I said, are you sure you don't want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? And he looked at me, I'll never forget it. He said, yes, I do.
Praise God.
And I led him in the sinner's prayer.
Amen.
You know, I came back by the house a few months later, or it might have been the following spring, the man had died.
Wow.
Amen. So I mean, there's how crucial it was that Amen. The man, you know what I mean? And the man, an old man, he lived by himself. He lived in the house. Clearly, nobody had ever shared the gospel with him. But Amen. That day, he got it.
That was his Amen. Appointed
that
time.
That was his appointed Amen. Time. Amen.
Ain't it great how God knew to bless you and bless that man when you were prayed for and you was praying to lead someone to the Lord? What would be greater than leading someone to the Lord that might have missed it?
Yeah.
And the Lord knowed to bring you there, paint that house, get that man in the truck, and tell you what to say to him.
Yeah.
And Amen. Change that man's heart. To go
That's
to
right.
Him. And when you go to heaven and you walk on them streets yeah. of gold, that old guy's yeah. going to come up to you and say, I loved it, but I didn't care much for the paint job.
Yeah, that's right.
But I sure like what you got me salvation. Amen.
Yeah, exactly. Amen. Yeah, I think of that all the time. Yeah, I sure do.
Amen. The rowdy probably went on the blue cross, but yeah. that reward lasts forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Well, before we wrap up, Henry, is there anything else on your heart you'd like to share? Any advice, any experiences?
Just, you know, very thankful for New Life Church here. Amen. You know, I was a member of the church in Delaware, and then I helped out in Ernie's for a while in Baltimore. But, Amen. You know, then I joined the church here, and it has been such a blessing to me and my family. I respect the ministry. I respect Charlie and Anna Mae.
Amen. Amen.
All the ministry staff. Mark, you, Bill, your boy, Carlos. Amen. Just God has blessed us here.
Amen.
You know, when you go and you get involved somewhere and you know when God is in it.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And then now my Donna plays in the band. You know Amen. What I mean? My son-in-law Billy preaches here. You Amen. Know what I mean? My grandkids is running up and down the altars every service. You know, it has been a blessing. And again, back to what I said, the importance of being planted. You know, Dave Branton was saying about the Traveler Church, I couldn't agree more, I guess because I said it. But I mean, you know, if come and be part, you know Amen. What I mean? Don't Amen. Let the enemy rob you. Okay, Amen. You know, I attend country churches in the summertime, and I've attended a lot of the church I was attending in Orlando. The man was a tremendous preacher and miracle signs and wonders. I attended all their revivals, but I was still just a face in the crowd.
Amen.
But if you can come and you can get involved in the local ministry, if you're fortunate enough to have one, if you can Amen. Get involved in the local ministry, God will truly bless you, bless your family. If you have a desire to preach, He'll bless your ministry. But just being a part of it, just
Amen.
Being a, you know, God blesses unity.
Amen.
You know, God blesses unity. And if you can come and be a part of it and just be unified with other believers and, you know, like I said about Friday night prayer, I came. That's what sparked the message Sunday. Seeing people praying for the needs in the town, praying for the needs in the church, praying Amen. For the ministry, praying for the sick. You know, that makes you, you know, God is good.
Amen. Amen.
God is, that makes Amen. You realize that God is good and you want to be a part of it. So please don't miss out on that part of it. Get planted in a good church and inspire these young kids coming up. I liked what Tony said the other night when he was preaching about, you know, he remembered when he was a young man and people encouraged him in the song ministry. And, Amen. You know, I see your boy on the bass. I see Tall George. I see your grandson, Bill. I see all these people in the music now. And, you know, back when I'm talking about that time in Cherry Hill, nobody knew how to do nothing. We couldn't play the radio,
Amen.
You know. But praise God, now Amen. God's raising up song leaders. And God's raising up a next generation
Amen.
of song leaders and preachers
Amen.
So that this can carry forth.
And Amen.
I'm thankful
Amen.
To God to see that.
Hallelujah, Henry.
Amen. I got to say on the other side of the coin too, from doing music ministry for years, if you're an older person like myself and you see young people, that's my heart's desire, Henry. I very rarely do the music anymore, only Amen. On a need to
right.
basis, because I want to mentor them,
right.
encourage them, raise them up. That's my heart's desire. And I feel like people need to do that more. Because it ain't about me.
No, that's right.
It ain't about none of us.
Yeah.
It's about the future, and it's about getting God's work done.
That's right. Amen.
And that's what this, our desire at this church is to use anybody that's willing to come and roll up their sleeves, we'll find something for you to do.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, that's something too, but before we go, that's so important. I mean, I travel a lot attended a lot of different churches, and I've seen some different churches, ministries spring up, some still here, some aren't. But one thing I can say, anybody that runs off half-cocked, and just that's why I say it's so important to see the workings of the church.
Amen.
You know, you can be a tremendous minister. God, you know, if God breathes on you and you've got a call, and that's the favor of God, being able Amen. To minister and preach. Amen. You can have that. But if the other ingredients are missing, you know, it's not going to go very far. So it's all things that's important.
Amen.
Well, there's a scripture, if I can find it here quick. Before we close out, I know it's, 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and it says, I beseech you, brethren, to get to know those who labor among you. It's important to know who you're laboring with.
Especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that brings something back to my remembrance that I wanted to say. I'm glad you said that. The times that we're living in, you know, is there anything, the last question here, is there anything we'd like to share before we wrap up? Now, more than ever, you watch the news, you turn on, you see the things that's going on in this day and age. You see the things that happen in ministry, it's sad to say, different things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That, you know, people get involved, people, you know, ministers falling from grace. If there was ever a more important time, you see the things you're trying to teach our kids in the schools now. And you see the things, you see the liberals. I don't want to get political, but you see the agendas. They're the ungodly. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Amen.
The ungodly agendas that they're trying to push down our throat. If there was ever a time to have your family in church, it's now.
No.
Amen.
Don't wait till it's too late. If there's any time to instill the things of God in them, it's now.
Amen.
Don't let them, you know, they run up and down. We don't know where they go or who they come in contact with. That's one thing. But, I mean, it isn't on the streets. It's in the schools.
Right.
You know what I mean? Amen. It's in that all these things are being, keep your family in church and read the Bible for yourself. Read
That's
and
right.
pray. Read Amen. The Bible for yourself. And, you know, If your children have something, have a question about the things of God to answer, you know, don't brush it off to somebody else. Be ready to answer them for yourself.
Amen.
It's very important to press Amen. Into the things of God right now.
Amen. Amen. And Amen. We were talking with Dave. I feel that God's called all of us as a body, and give us our churches so that our people have a place where they can do stuff like that. Because, you know, if you go, which I got saved in country churches, and some of the biggest God moments of my life was in country Amen. Churches, and I'm very thankful for them.
That's right.
But I never got used in a country church.
No,
I never was around long enough, or I didn't go through the red tape. Or here, or any of our people's churches, you can get used and used right away, and you don't have to go through the red tape, more or less. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
if
exactly.
I'm phrasing it right, I don't know.
No, that's right. No, that's exactly. Yeah, that's right.
And I truly believe there's a door open in all our churches, from East Coast to West Coast. There is doors open for our people, where everybody, I feel I can speak for them, are just waiting for people to come step forward and get involved.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Exactly. Well, that's another nice thing about here is there's so many ministers. There's always somebody to preach, or if somebody can't preach or somebody can't make it, you know, there's plenty of people that's willing to step forward and say, you know, can you do the service? Well, again, that all comes from being available, and that all comes from being faithful.
Amen.
You know, if you're faithful, God will open doors for you. You know, your Bill said it to me one time, I never forgot it. It's God that promotes.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I've seen different people, and, you know, a lot of times people's young and they're cocky, and, you know, they're jockeying for pole position. God's nowhere in that. You know, be humble, be available, and That's God right. will promote you.
Amen.
God will open doors Amen. For you that no man can shut.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, if you don't have nothing else.
I think it was a good. I hope it was good.
It was good.
Well, we sure want to thank you, Henry, and your family, your wife, your kids. I was thinking when you were talking, all your kids is in the church, involved in the church and in ministry.
Yeah, praise
and,
God.
And God's really blessed you with wonderful in-laws, wonderful
Amen.
Kids.
Amen.
Grandchildren. The Lord has truly blessed you.
The Lord Amen. Has truly blessed me. Amen.
And we are blessed to have you here in the church with us. We love you, and we're very thankful.
Well, thank Amen. You for saying that. We love you too.
Thank you, Henry. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your family.
And I appreciate this. Go back to your old dad. I appreciate you. Amen. Thanks for my dad and Henry's good friends. Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Bless him.
Amen. Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.